There's a very specific moment in a professional life that does not come with a manual or onboarding guide. And yet, strangely enough, everyone assumes you'll just figure it out. It's that moment when you walk into a room or log into a call and suddenly you're not one of the team anymore. You are the team lead. Same faces, same voice, same person. And yet, everything has quietly shifted. And if you listen carefully, you can almost hear it in the room, that subtle recalibration of expectations, curiosity, maybe a bit of skepticism, and occasionally hope. So today, let's talk about that moment, because your first meeting as a new team leader is not just another meeting. It is the beginning of a story others will tell about you long before you've finished your second sentence. Hello and welcome to a new episode of The Coach Doc. This time I focus on a very special moment of many, many leaders. It's the first moment as a team lead and how to get well into this new role and to be well prepared. When people step up into a leadership role, for the first time they usually come from a place of competence, from a skill set, from knowledge. They have been good at what they did, sometimes exceptionally good, and that's often the reason why they were asked to lead. And then, almost overnight, the rules change. You are no longer responsible just for your own contribution, but for the quality of collaboration, for direction, for clarity, and, perhaps most importantly, for the invisible web of expectations that holds a team together. And this is where many new leaders underestimate what is actually happening. Because in that very first meeting, your team is not primarily listening to what you say. They are trying to understand how you will lead. Now, the situation becomes particularly delicate if you have been part of the team before, because then there is an unspoken wish in the room that goes something like this: please don't change. And at the same time, there's another expectation equally present: please lead us. And of course, these two expectations don't sit comfortably well together. This is where I find it helpful to borrow a perspective from transactional analysis developed by Eric Byrne. In this model, we speak about different ego states: the parent, the adult, and the child ego state. What often happens in these transition moments is that the new leaders either try to stay in a very collegial, most overly friendly mode, what you might call the "let's all stay as we were" approach, or they overcompensate and move into a more controlling, directive stance. Neither of these positions is particularly helpful. What you are aiming for instead is the adult state, a place of clarity, composure, and respect. And that shows in very small but very important differences in language. For example, instead of saying, "well, nothing really changes, I'm just taking the new role formally now," you may say something like, "some of you I've worked with for quite a while, and precisely because of that, I think it's important that we take a moment to clarify what will be different going forward and what will stay the same." There's no harshness in that, because it gives orientation. If, on the other hand, you are stepping into a team that you don't know at all, the dynamic shifts, because now people are not comparing you to a previous version of yourself. They are trying to locate you entirely. And usually, they are asking themselves three questions, whether consciously or not. Can I trust this person? Does he or she understand how things work here? And three, is he going to make my work life easier or more complicated? Which means that your first meeting is not primarily about content, it is about connection and orientation. Now, there's a useful idea from systems theory, particularly from the work of Niklas Luhmann. He suggests that organizations are not built out of people, but of expectations and communication. And your role as a leader is, to a large extent, to make those expectations visible, discussable, and workable. Because if you don't, they don't disappear. They simply operate in the background. Now, there's a third situation that is becoming increasingly common in many organizations, and perhaps you've experienced this yourself. Teams are being merged. Different cultures, different ways of working, sometimes even different histories of competition are suddenly expected to function as one coherent new unit. And here the challenge is not only about you as a leader, it's about creating a shared starting point. In such a scenario, it can be incredibly valuable to create space early on for the team to articulate what matters to them. For instance, after a short introduction, you might invite people to reflect in small groups on two simple questions. One, what is important for us when working well together? And second, what from previous ways of working should we definitely not lose? What you are doing here is quite subtle but powerful. You are acknowledging the past while gently opening a path into a shared future. If we bring in a leadership perspective, there is also a concept from Michael Watkins, who wrote about the first 90 days. His core idea is that the early phase in a leadership role disproportionately shapes how you are perceived. Not because you have to get everything right, but because patterns begin to form, and your first meeting is very much part of that pattern formation. So what does that mean for your preparation? Let's make it very concrete. It means that before you think about slides or agendas or updates, you take a step back and you ask yourself different kind of questions. What needs to be clearer after this meeting than is now? You might also want to align expectations with your own manager, understand what success looks like from her or his perspective. And if possible, get a sense of the team dynamics. Are there people who might have expected to step into this role themselves? Are there tensions you should be aware of before you walk into that room? Because the most difficult conversations are rarely the ones that happen in meetings. They are the ones that don't happen before. When it comes to the meeting itself, it helps to think less in terms of content blocks and more in terms of a narrative flow. You might begin by briefly acknowledging the situation, why this team exists in its current form. Then you introduce yourself, not as a CV, curriculum vitae, but as a person in a role. You might share what matters to you in collaboration, what people can expect from you, and what you will pay attention to. And then, importantly, you open the space. You invite perspectives, expectations, maybe even concerns. Because leadership, especially in diverse intercultural environments, is not about having all the answers ready. It is about creating a space, creating psychological safety, where relevant questions can be asked. And a brief note on intercultural settings. Clarity becomes even more important. What might be considered implicit or understood in one culture context can be entirely invisible or not understood in another. So being explicit about expectations is not a sign of rigidity. It is a sign of respect. Let me leave you with five thoughts that, in my experience, make a real difference for new leaders. Mark your role clearly, in a way that is friendly but unmistakable. Speak about expectations, even if it feels slightly uncomfortable at first. Invest your time especially in building connection, not just sharing information. Address sensitive issues early, rather than hoping they will resolve themselves. And finally, aim to be accessible, but not ambiguous. You don't need to please everyone, but you need to be understandable to everyone. And perhaps the most important idea to hold on to, your first meeting will not define everything, but it will set a tone. And tones have a tendency to linger. So take the time to think it through, because this is where leadership begins. That's it for now. Thank you very much for listening. I look forward to your feedback to this show. Look forward to the next one and say thank you and goodbye. I'm Kai Kochmann.